The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
I'm dreaming away.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1, streaming worldwide on our app. Everything entertainment, everything.
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
That's right.
That's right.
Take it seriously.
Seriously, take it seriously. It's a cornhole.
Cut the crap.
That's right.
There's fighting going on.
Seriously.
We still need to do a cornhole tournament.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny? And I want to invite her. I forgot what viral video we took that from, but I want her to be there.
This is stupid!
I know, Lem. I know. I'm very sorry. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and the Kenny on this Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 2021. Thank you for being here, everybody. We may have a normal fare this year. The governor's press conference, is it today or tomorrow? I forgot. I think it's today.
Today.
Maybe it's.
Yep.
Is it today? When he's going to announce, a lot of people are predicting he's basically going to be like, okay, we're fine. Go open up everything. Because did you guys see that New York Times map of the U.S.? And the more purple the state, the more intention of getting vaccinated. And our state is glowing purple. Like, every other state is a little, maybe just like Grimace's armpit. We are full Grimace.
Lavender.
Oh, yes. Very
we are, and I mean that in every part of the state, which surprised me, because there, you know, there's pockets that are vaccine hesitant. But no, we are glowing purple in the state, which I'm not kidding, I think is going to affect what he decides today. And
well,
one of the
speaking again, but just last week he did say that they're a normal state fair
is likely
scheduled and it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that, Lex?
I think it's great. As long as people behave and do what they follow the rules, basically.
What does that mean?
You don't walk around, you keep your mask on, you don't walk around and eat. I know there are some other parameters that would make sense. I hope people don't ruin it for others, but on the offset, I think it sounds great.
I actually don't think they're going to be able to enforce. I think if they're going to do the fair, they are going to have to allow people to walk and eat.
Yeah, that's how are you gonna?
Yeah, because the opposite, I think, is actually worse. You're going to ask people to stop. Like if Kenny and I, yeah, and if Kenny and I are walking around holding hands and we're like, let's go get a Pronto Pup. And then we stand there and we stare at each other, breathing in our faces. That's worse. You know, if we have big groups doing that, I think it's actually safer to have movement. You know what I mean? That's why. Oh, yeah. I think there's no way they're going to be able to enforce everybody. If you get food, you got to stop.
Get your ass to the grass.
That's not. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to enforce that. And again, I don't think that sounds safe to me. Kenny, what are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. They're not going to be able to enforce anything, including mask wearing.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is there's going to be a daily Donnybrook. This is going to just be fights all day, every day, of mask wearers and non-mask wearers.
True. I mean, the fair, half the reason to go, or maybe 75%, is eating.
Look, do you guys know about the practice fair coming up?
Yeah.
Did you see the press release yesterday?
The practice fair
is where you get a time slot where you get to go in, spend some time in there, and then get the hell out, whatever your ticket says, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lottery.
It's my prediction that the practice fair is going to end up, what they're doing during the practice fair is going to happen during the regular fair. I think this is going to be a fair, like, and this is just a wild prediction because I love making wild predictions.
I know,
and
you do.
If they're on Earth 2, it's even better. If they're on Earth 3, it's even way better. Because
I think
it's
you're
just
onto
fun
something.
Because if
you're
capping
in at 10,000 people, they have different time slots over these five days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe that's the happy medium of being able to walk around and eat with just less people. But is
maybe
it advantageous for the fair to do that, to open up and all of the vendors?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, they've obviously run the numbers because they're not going to open. Again, it's the same thing. Let's go back to what we said. Same thing with Disney World or any amusement park, Universal.
They want to make money.
They are not, their capacity settings are based on profitability. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a business.
Yes.
You know, okay, can we make money with payroll and cost of goods and all of that? Okay, well, we can. Here's how many people we need to admit in order to be profitable, because then why do it?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're crunching the numbers. They're crunching the numbers for that.
And unfortunately, we just don't know enough yet. We don't know enough about the variants. And some people are probably rolling their eyes at talking about the variants, but, you know.
My mom is.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in June and July.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that it would be like, oh my gosh, it's just these vaccines just completely created a better world for us.
What I've noticed is people are getting the vaccine and then acting like they didn't get the vaccine. What's the point of the vaccine if you're not going to, you know, celebrate? Go back to normal.
Yeah, like I've gone, because you can still transmit the disease even if you've been vaccinated. But yeah, I'm with you, Kenny. I mentioned just now when Dawn said that, you know, my mom, and she was kind of joking, but I looked at her and look, my mom, as I've said, I've been very proud of her. She has taken it very seriously, like more seriously than I have. And I love that. But now that she's fully vaccinated, I said, Mom, I'm taking it, you know, da-da-da-da-da. She says, well, there is that Venezuelan variant. I'm like, Mother?
Yes.
Mother? So I said, Mom.
Oh my gosh, in India is just awful right
India's
now.
Oh, horrible.
Oh my God.
Really bad.
It's horrible.
It's just like the people are begging to leave the hospital.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting care and they don't want to die there.
Yeah.
And they can't.
You've got mail.
Hospital too. Imagine the suffering at home.
Yeah.
Megan Lane writes in, I think the mask mandate needs to go away sooner rather than later. We are close to herd immunity. We are and we aren't. I mean, we're right now at 56% of the population has had at least one shot. We need to get to 75 to 85% for that. And unfortunately, there's about 22% of the population that is vaccine hesitant.
Yeah.
So we're not close, and we won't be close unless more people that are hesitant feel more comfortable getting the vaccine. That's the issue. That's That's, I mean, right now, that's the issue right now, is getting to those folks that are hesitant. They're actually, they're curtailing the whole program to try to reach those folks because there is a surplus of vaccine now. Mm. I mean, there's open appointments. There's thousands of appointments that in various states that are going unfilled. So that's, look, I wish herd immunity was around the corner too, but it's not.
Do you think there'll be a normal fair?
We
broadcast from there. So let's just say we are regular folk going to the fair. Would you go? Would you feel comfortable going?
Let's take a break and we'll answer that. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on my Talk World 71. Oh, God.
Bruno Mars.
I love you, Bruno.
Oh. We love you, Bruno. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. We're talking about the fair, the fact that, and we're wading into waters. I have to stop engaging because we're getting into territory where obviously people are very strong feelings on this topic of the virus and the vaccinations and stuff. But we are talking. We're trying to keep it light.
Yep.
Because I'm Megan and other Megan and they're ganging up on me. And it's like, guys, look, I literally was getting ready to say, cause like another Megan was saying, where is it here? Blah, 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 blah. 89% of folks over 65 are vaxxed and they're the most at risk. No evidence of vaxxed people spreading virus has been found. Yes. But let me just say this and I'm going to be done with this cause I don't want to argue today. We don't know. Has been found. Again, this is only a year old. Has been found. That's why it is necessary for us to take precautions. That's it. That's all I want to say on that. Anyway, I'm done arguing.
We can move on.
But the fair, look, my point is, I actually had it on the sheet. I'm actually more with the Megans than they think. I was actually going to do an unhappy homo outdoor stuff. I got to tell you, I just had my friend Lisa LaCourcier just came back from Vegas. Let me give you an example of how I'm actually kind of in the middle here. She came back from Vegas, and I said this when I came back from Vegas. They are still making people wear masks out by the pool. So you're sitting in 90, 100 degree heat, you know, at your chair, which is socially distanced from everyone else because they don't let you move the chairs at these pools. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I think it's ridiculous. I do. I think if you're going to open you're outside, you're in a pool area, your chair is socially distanced. I don't think you should force people to be wearing masks while you're sunbathing and you're away, you're properly distanced. I think that's, again, ridiculous. I also think I was at, this is what I put in the sheet. I was at a girls' night yesterday. And in Minneapolis, there's this weird thing with bar seating. So the restaurants, to get around the loophole, they're pushing tables up to the bar and seating people at the tables.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Wait,
it's,
I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, repeat that. I'm confused.
So a side table is touching the bar?
Yeah. Right.
the sides of the table are touching the bar. So they're putting, and it's to get around, so they're pushing the table so they can seat more people at the bar, but at a table that they've pushed up against the bar.
Okay. Oh,
and it just makes me laugh. Now, because some restaurants, they're seating the bar right now. And believe me, again, I live in Earth One. I take this seriously. I think that's ridiculous. So anyway, would you go to the fair, Lex? Would you pose the question, how do we feel about a normal fair, or however you phrased, I'm sorry.
Well, at first, when we first started talking this, I was like, yeah, this would be great. We're walking outside, grab some food, see my seed art, go and see all the art and all the things I like.
Yeah.
Watch some animals being born, which I don't know if they're going to even do that, because that can get really stuffy in there for a lot of reasons. But, you know, go see the animals, see that big giant hog. And I was real excited about that. But now the reality of will people do what they're supposed to do and will there be fights breaking out?
Mm. Oh, you know there will.
Kenny, you've made me scared. I mean, I was all happy, jolly.
She wants to go see the great giant hog.
Every year I go see that big hog.
I love it.
Laying around. And Kenny, you've made me question it. So, you're right. At this point, too, in August.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, Alex.
I guess I'm on the fence now. Before I was like, heck,
Thanks, Kenny. Yeah.
I don't mean to be wishy-washy, but there's so many things in the next few months that, something could happen. But right now, I think I'd feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I'd like to see us as a country just get back to, you know what, if you want to wear a mask wherever, wear a mask and it not be a thing that's going to cause fighting. Get your mask on. Take your mask off.
Yeah, just whatever you want to do, just do it. I mean,
yes, I'm with you, Kenny.
That's where I want us to be.
Why are people so upset if we're wearing a mask? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Too, oh, you mean people telling people to take their masks off?
Oh, yes. I mean,
I've
been yelled at in parking lots.
Put your mask on, you know?
Yeah.
I was yelled at.
I mean, put the mask on, I can see.
I was yelled at. Lex, I'm sorry. I keep stepping in, my love. I was yelled at by a drunk woman up north walking out of the Pine Brook in Cambridge, Princeton. And she yelled at me. She goes, take your blankety blank mask off. You're outside. And I turned around and I went, kiss my ass. And I was not in the mood.
You can just start walking towards your goal. I'm actually highly contagious. Oh.
I had just had it, Dawn. I wasn't vaccinated yet, and I turned around. I was not in the mood. Not today, Satan. Not today. If she thought because I'm a public person, I wasn't going to tell her all about herself, she is wrong. I turned around and I looked. My mother-in-law laughs hard. I go, you kiss my ass. I said, don't you tell me what to do. Get in your Cadillac.
See, now, Jason, can you imagine that happening 3 years ago? We have student housing right behind us at corporate there on University. Yeah. And half those students 3, 4, 5 years ago were wearing masks. It's their culture. It's where they come from. It's what they do. They wear masks. Yeah. Can you imagine yelling at those people saying, take your mask off?
No.
Oh, I'm sure people do now, though. Yeah, no one.
Of course not.
No. A whole bunch of other things, too.
With the Asian hate, it might...
Yeah, I'm with you, Kenny. I just hate that it's become, the fact that a pandemic, a virus has become political makes me really sad. I don't like arguing with Megan, either of them. It makes me sad that it, because it doesn't make any sense to me. It shouldn't be. It's a matter of health. So the fact that it's become this vitriolic, hateful thing, it makes me sad. It makes me sad for us just as people, other human beings.
Do you guys feel the same way about the fair? Is it kind of like, we'll see?
I don't.
Just like, no, not going.
No, and that's why it cracks me up. I'm actually more on Megan's side. You know me, Lex. I mean, hell, full disclosure, I was in Disney World last July. I'm a little more relaxed about it, though I do take it seriously. Especially outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
If I'm being very honest, I don't think we should. I think, you know, if we're going to preach follow the science, then follow the science. And I, like I said, the pool things is silly to me. I'm actually waiting in any moment now for Disney World to say, look, you don't have to wear masks outside now. I would be shocked if that didn't come in the next 3 months or so by Labor Day. That will really surprise me if they keep that, because Florida now has gotten rid of that. So, Dawn, are you comfortable?
If it were right now, no. But since it's in August, I think we'll have enough time and being outdoors.
Yep.
I don't feel comfortable being up close and personal with listeners like we have been in the past. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. You know, unmasked and close to me.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't know where you've been. I love you, but.
Yeah, you had one shot, right, Dawn?
Yeah, I get my next one Friday.
So you had one of two shots and you've had it. Are you going to continue to wear a mask in public?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And you're the most, you and Alexis in second place among my group have taken this the most serious.
Yes, I'm with you, Kenny. Yeah, and Dar.
And among the four of us, I'm the one that's barely even acknowledged it.
Yeah. I'm in the middle.
I put it on when I have to, and that's just what I do.
I take it off, I take it off whenever I leave Target and I'm in the parking lot. I'm not around anybody. It is open air, and I'm like, I got to get this thing off. And some people look at me like, oh, what is she doing? Yeah.
And I know we're running late, but this is a great conversation, and I'm glad that we can have it and be civil. I'm with you, Dawn, and I also think, but here's my little asterisk. Colin and I have talked about this maybe four times. I think probably for the rest of my life, if I am sick, like flu-y, or I'm getting ready to go, you know what I'm going to say. If I'm getting ready to go on a trip that's vitally important, I probably will always have a mask in my car for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Not, same. But as a considerate human being for other people and myself, if I'm flu-y, I take that differently now. I'm going to take that different. I'm not just going to go to Target if I'm viral. I'm going to wear a mask.
And you know what? Flu and cold numbers, aren't they way down this year?
No, it's incredible.
Four people had the flu
this year. Yeah, I mean, honestly, and it's because we have been doing this and washing our hands more. And
I'm sorry, six people had the flu.
Yeah. It feels so good to not feel sick at all winter.
I know.
Yeah. But I'm not going to wear it as much as I do now. I'll also be realistic about that. Again, I ain't going to wear it to see Mickey Mouse. Just saying.
I know one thing. If this ever goes away, I'm gonna be sad that I can't use quarantining as an excuse to be
to not see people. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this
I
whole know, quarantining too. Thing just goes right up my alley.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry, B. I can't meet with you.
Love this, too.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, B. Arthur. I can't meet you. I don't know where you've been. 7:30 when we come back. It's Would You Rather. Rap.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
7:30 Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time for Would You Rather. Yeah. Let us begin. Would you rather have super strong ripped arms or super strong ripped legs?
I want the gun show. The bathrooms are over there.
I know. See, this is what I love about Alexis. I saw this question, and by appearance on paper, it could be lame. It could be not fun. But I knew Alexis would do what she just did. So there we go. I actually did know. Because this is a lame question, but I knew one of you would have a funny answer. So there we go.
Ripped arms. Yeah, that would be sexy. What are
Dawn?
You guys doing? You enjoying the gun show?
It includes the butt, right? Because you can't really work out your legs without working out your butt. So I'll take legs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And your butt's the biggest muscle. It'll make you burn more fat overall.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, if you just did squats, you would be in good shape.
Yeah. I'm working my legs and butt with Austin today. That did not sound good. I'm working. Anyway, let's.
Oh my God, you can see Austin on Jason's Instagram stories.
I'm sorry. No, let me quickly rephrase that. I'm working legs today with my new trainer, who is very nice. There we go. Anyway, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny.
My legs are perfect, so let's go with the gun show. Yeah.
I'm going the gun show too because my legs are the only thing on my body that I love. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, you have nice, long, muscular legs.
Thank you. I do. That's the only, yes. So I'm, but I would love good arms.
Yeah.
Like Austin's.
Oh, my. Everyone calm down now.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is interesting. Would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly for the rest of your life? Or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence?
Oh, fitting clothes. What a dream that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like every shirt fits exactly to your proportions.
Oh, yes.
Every pant.
I can sleep in rags and scratchy sheets all day long.
Yeah. Right. Put me in a potato sack. Hell? I don't care.
What are you
I'll sleep in the barn.
Some burlap.
Yeah, burlap bag.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing clothes fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is, I'm going for it. This is in the XXX category.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. This is really more for the two, for Kenny and for me, but.
Oh,
okay.
But girls, just pretend.
Okay.
Would you rather lose your, in the middle of nook, or start crying at the end of sex for the rest of your life?
Whoa. Kenny?
Well, I don't even understand the question, so we'll just sit this one. I'll sit this one out.
Lose your...
Now I'm looking at the camera. Forever?
Every time. Lose your Harry ability. Potter wand. Yes, lose your ability to weave magic with your wand. Or you cry at the end of sex every time you have it.
Jason, what if both are already true? I mean, I'm at that age.
Again, I
one
always
leads
know.
To the
it's
other.
Like Hollywood. It's like Hollywood Squares. I always know one of you will hit a home run with every question. And today it's Kenny and Alexis. Yeah. Yes.
Wouldn't you want to cry midpoint? It decides to go limp. That's horrible for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
No one's happy ending.
No, I'm crying at the end.
Yeah,
I'm crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So fantastic.
Yeah. Are we all going with crying? Yeah. Kenny's going with both because it's
It's real.
Yeah. Okay. Business as usual.
Yeah. Would you rather lay in a bathtub filled with giant worms for an hour? Oh. Or lay in a bathtub filled with beetles for an hour.
Oh God, Jason.
Oh.
And you're naked. I forgot to say naked.
Worm life.
Beetles
for
or
sure.
Worms.
That might feel good, the worms.
Yeah.
I mean, do cool. I get to lay down first in the bathtub and then the worms are put on me? Because I don't want to smash worms.
Yeah, and can I tape a few things up to make sure nothing gets access?
Listen, if anyone's going to be taping things up, it's us. You know what?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
we have.
Always thinking about. I'm such a man. Always thinking about myself.
Kenny, I know. I was saying the same thing, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's more precarious for them. Yeah.
Gonna be doing some kegels.
Think they're really special. They think they're special because they give birth. Jason, come on, give me a break.
We'll be ripped. We'll have a ripped pelvic floor from all those kegels. Just kegel it the whole time. Squeeze. I'm so glad I went to Pilates. Yes.
Just keep holding it. Take a little breath.
All three of you are winning today. Dawn's pelvic floor.
I'm doing it right now just to practice.
Yeah. No, stop. No, I don't want to know that.
No, I can really do that a long time. Okay.
Yeah. Go for an hour. So let's go with Worm Life.
Worm Life.
The Beatles will be too tickly.
Yeah, they've got legs that are real scratchy and creepy.
Yeah.
Scratchy and creepy. Let's close it.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather? This has been Would You Rather.
Wow. When we,
the more you know.
Shooting star.
The less I wish I didn't know.
Oh. Yeah.
I just don't need to know stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Keeping that stuff to yourself in the future, Doc.
Okay, yeah. Mr. No Boner Crying. Come on. Jeez.
Let's talk about squeezing.
Maybe you should do some pelvic floor muscle squeezing. You learn some Kegels. Oh,
Dawn just called Kenny No Boner Crier.
Oh my God.
Oh, that is fantastic. It is 7:43 when we come back. I don't even know what's next. Stay with us.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Anthony, give me a boy's name that starts with the letter H.
Jose.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
There's Alexis feeling emotional again. It's that one. You know the other one, Lex, that always you feel sympathy for the contestant.
I feel bad for him too.
No. Here's the other one that always gets Alexis. Lex, you won't remember this. Here we go.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Will your husband say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy?
I don't know what they mean.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Oh, bless her.
I know. That's a bless your heart right there.
Uh-huh.
I still think, and again, it's not a visual one, or I'm sorry, it's a visual one, so I didn't put it in the system, but it's from that same episode. It's from a 60s era Newlywed Game, and Bob Eubanks goes, "Gentlemen, what's your favorite part of our brand new Newlywed Game set? And the guy all the way at the end goes, "Wife number one."
Oh my God. And that's not his wife.
And that's not his wife. He's number four. Oh God. Oh. And the camera cuts to his wife and she is pissed.
Oh, I bet she hit him. I would.
And not even like she didn't hide it. Like not even the, that's funny. No, she was mad. Mm, no. Oh God. It was great. Wife number one. Probably not. Yeah. What's going on with Pink, Lex?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, the Billboard Music Awards announced that later this month, she will receive the Icon Award, she being Pink.
Yeah.
The youngest person selected for the honor. Now, we've talked a lot about the word icon on this show.
Yeah.
Do you think she's the 10th person to receive this award? She is worthy of an Icon Award.
Who are the others again? I only know three.
Oh, well, Celine Dion. Yeah, previous honorees, Janet Jackson, Prince, Garth Brooks, Celine Dion, and Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Is Pink in that category?
I mean, she's been around for 25?
Mid-90s, yeah.
Mid-90s, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did I sound like a...
Yeah, like a peacock.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. Legend? Yeah. No.
Right.
She's iconic. It's Pink. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would say yes.
I agree. There's been some pushback, though, of course, on Twitter. But Pink has been around since the mid-90s. She always has a hit playing on the radio.
Run those names out again. Run those names out.
So the other honorees, Janet Jackson, Prince, right. Garth Brooks, Celine Dion, Stevie Wonder.
So we're going to put Pink on the same level as Prince and Stevie? Think about that.
Okay, that's a good point.
Neil Diamond also looks like Cher. Mariah Carey.
I have a problem with the whole concept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neil Diamond, Stevie Wonder, Prince.
You have Prince and Stevie, and then you have everybody else in my
Neil
mind.
Diamond.
Neil Diamond's a part of everybody else. I love him, but he's not.
What about Cher?
Stevie.
Cher is iconic.
Same with Cher. Take a seat on that side, Cher, with everybody else.
Really?
I like her. I like Neil Diamond. Jesus, I like all those artists, but
what?
We're talking Prince and Stevie.
What about Celine Dion?
No.
She's not enough.
She's over with the gays. She's at the kids' table with the rest of them.
Oh, no. She has one of the best voices ever of all time.
We're talking Prince and Stevie. Come on. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie. Yeah. I mean, but still.
We could debate this hours. Jason, come on, say it.
Miss Celine Dion has me gobsmacked.
You look like you've seen a ghost, Jason.
Celine and Cher are absolutely icons.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Madonna should be on this list.
Jason, you got to speak.
Me too.
Say something.
I am gobsmacked.
Are we breaking up, Jason?
This could be the end of our relationship.
Stevie,
Cher?
I'm talking Stevie Wonder.
I know. I get it. But Cher is the only artist. Cher is an artist to have a number one hit in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
And today.
KS95. No, but she...
yep.
oh, God, I can't even breathe. She is absolutely an icon. Because not only... And I'm not arguing with you. Now, I am backtracking on the Pink thing, because when you put her up against Stevie and Prince, but my goodness, I mean, even Prince, I mean, he emerged, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, when Cher was going through her third reinvention.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also have to remember, too, they're picking this person based on outstanding artists who have achieved excellence on the Billboard charts.
Yes.
And have made an indelible mark on music itself. So yes. They're looking at number one records.
Oh,
and
then,
on that
for
basis,
sure.
Of course. Yeah, on that basis.
Yeah.
Yep, and they list their songs also on this. So, I mean, Garth Brooks has so many.
Oh,
I mean, more
yeah.
than anybody else. So,
yeah. Lex, you have thank you for recalibrating that, because you're right. That's a whole other criteria. I mean, because if we're just talking if we're just thinking ethereal, legends, Kenny is right. I mean, there are people in the clouds that you can't touch. Prince, I would argue, is one of them, and Stevie, absolutely. But if we're talking charting,
facts, yeah.
Then
facts aren't any fun.
I know, Kenny.
Facts.
That's so
on,
Kenny.
On Earth 2 and 3, they don't matter. On Earth 1, they matter. We'll be right back with Scream Pop Culture Trivia right after this.